Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and in particular, our over-the-road drivers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe and Gab and Parler the same way, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where it used to be really great, but now it's just kind of, oh, well, there it is. See it? A lot of people are moving out of California, too. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right. Well, there they are. They've never left. They never left. By the way, it is 81 degrees where I'm at right now. Everybody's out on the porch and the deck having a really good time. They got about 50 minutes to get it all down, and then they got to go home. But they're having a really good time out there on the outdoor area where they stand there and wait every night to say, to clap and shout and yell like that.
Exactly right, yep.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start tonight with what is invariably going to be the political bombshell of the next 12 months or so as we go into the midterms, because this mask mandate, the Department of Justice yesterday declared that the COVID-19 vaccine mandates are legal, that are coming out from the companies and the governments, the state governments and all that sort of stuff, that they are legal and they can do that. So I guess some people are going to find out the hard way, but here's what Donald Trump had to say. He said, we won't go back, we won't mask our children. Joe Biden and his administration learned nothing from last year. Brave Americans learned how to safely and responsibly live and fight back. Don't surrender to COVID. Don't go back. Why do Democrats distrust the science? Don't let this happen to our children and our country. And I can tell you right now that our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, is working on some sort of lawsuit, legal action, to make sure that they can't force Florida
and the school children in particular into having this come to fruition, because he's already said the children are not going to be wearing masks when they go back to school in the fall.
That's exactly right, and he said as well that the children need to breathe, I think,
right.
were his
right.
exact words. And but, yes, this is going to be not received well, of course, across the country, the CDC given the new guidance, especially by saying that people who live in high-risk areas where there's high transmission rates or high numbers of cases, that they need to wear a mask indoors, if they're even if they've been vaccinated. And this is going to cause a lot more than consternation, Captain, of people who have went out and got vaccinated with the idea that they would not have to wear a mask.
Well, that's why people did it. But here's the big thing. Team Biden really hasn't explained why all this is going on. Have you noticed that?
Well, that's right. In fact, Jen Psaki said, well, there's no real playbook because there's no precedent. It's a historic thing and whatnot. And I'm thinking, what do you mean there's no precedent? We've been doing this for 18 months, and we have a lot of data on how this virus behaves and how to deal with it. So to say that there's no playbook is just unbelievable.
And I happen to know that there's going to be a bunch of lawsuits coming because the people that are vaccinated that were told by their doctors, my doctor told me this, you do not need to wear a mask, period. You're vaccinated, your antibodies are way up, you don't need the mask. You're not the problem. The problem are the people that are not vaccinated that can get whatever is coming their way, the variant or the regular COVID. They're the ones that are the problem. And if they don't want to get vaccinated, that's their problem, because guess what? They're the ones that are going to be sick. They're the ones that may or may not wind up in a hospital. They're the ones that are going to miss work. And if that's what they want to do, more power to them.
Well, it is very unfortunate. We don't want to see anybody get sick.
Nope.
But you're right. What does it mean to be vaccinated? In fact, can't we follow the science on that? I mean, we keep hearing this from Democratic Party officials. It seems like what you just said, Captain, is following the science.
Well, I got news for you. In the age group that I'm in, the people that have taken the vaccine, because they're tracking us, I'm part of a survey, the vaccine that I took, the Moderna, there just are no complications or major problems going on, period. And this is why I keep saying, based on what I keep hearing, and I am hearing things directly from the FDA and whatnot, that based on what I'm hearing, it's probably going to be the first vaccine to be made totally and legally functional and acceptable for use with the COVID-19 or any other pandemic.
Well, right, and because, again, we've got so much information from all the people who've gotten vaccinated that I'm not surprised by that at all.
Right. All right, and hold that thought. And, folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, every member of Pelosi's January 6th Select Committee voted to impeach Donald Trump. And yesterday we heard a whole bunch of lies coming from where? The police officers. I'll be right back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor, and this is a good time for me to be taking Relief Factor because of the surgical process I had done to my left leg a couple of weeks ago, because normally they'd be giving you pain medication, this, that, and the other, and all I'm doing is taking a couple of Aleve plus the Relief Factor. I've added one extra dose of Relief Factor to help me with any swelling or inflammation or pain that I'm having, and it's working quite nicely. But the best thing about it is it's 100% drug-free. Now, the turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and omega-3 that's in the product is all drug-free. And this is why I take it, because it goes right to the pain, alleviates it right at the source, and you don't need to worry about whether or not you can get behind the wheel of a car. Like, you know, you've seen the medications, whether or not you can get behind the wheel of a car or whatever. And here's the deal. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports, of course, a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the pain and discomfort you're in, and it supports the healing process and the healthy joints and muscles that you're striving to get. So for $19.95, that's the 3-week quick start, $19.95, you can go to the website. They gave me relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and order the product, and you'll be a happy camper. I'm going to guarantee that one, because I ran into another friend of mine yesterday, and he told me that he had ordered the Relief Factor, and he thanked me very much for it, and he said it's absolutely been a godsend to him because he's got arthritis. And it's actually been something that's helped him out tremendously. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You wanted to add something about something that we said in the first segment. What was that?
Well, right. You know, we were talking about the mask guidance coming out of the CDC, but also the DOJ.
Yeah.
They've evidently made a declaration that vaccine mandates are legal insofar as that federal law doesn't have a prohibition against public agencies or even, you know, private businesses from making their employees, you know, have a vaccine in order to come to work. So, I mean, this is going to be, I think, a major point of contention. And certainly, I don't think it's just going to stop at, oh, the DOJ says this and that. That may start with private industry, and I think private industry is going to drive a lot of this. But I think we may see lawsuits fly, and this will go to the Supreme Court. You watch.
I'm sure of that because, again, the problem that I have with this is mandating something that should be an option because, again, we've been told, my doctor's told me, everybody's doctor that's gotten a shot has been told the same thing. You got the shot, you got the antibodies, you don't need the mask.
Right, exactly. And but, of course, what we're seeing, like at the VA, also throughout California, now New York City, you know, you've got to get vaccinated if you're a state worker or you have to get tested.
Okay, well, here we go. Now, yesterday, of course, was the beginning of the January 6th Select Committee, Nancy Pelosi Select Committee, and I want to point out that every member on that, Democrat or Republican, voted to impeach Donald Trump. And most all of them said at one time or another publicly that he, Donald Trump, incited the criminal capital insurrection.
Yep, and to that we say biased much, are they, in that sense? But honestly, Captain, is this the idea? They want the American people to believe they're on a search for truth.
Now, here's the problem. In the first public hearing of the House Committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack, Capitol and D.C. police officers provided emotional testimony about the fear they faced on that day, including believing they were going to die. Now, I get all that. I understand all that. But I also watched Tucker Carlson display and mention, without much trouble at all, how one police officer lied three times in his testimony. He may believe what he was saying, but it wasn't true.
Well, again, this is part of what this panel is supposed to be about, and that is getting to the truth. One particular thing, of course, is that the death of the Capitol Police officer
Slotnick.
It was said at the hearing or of this panel that he died in the line of duty, but according to the reports after the fact, of course, with the medical examiner, he had died of a stroke. Now it's terrible that he died, and he should never have been attacked as he was. That is, there's no doubt about that. But again, part of this, because it is a partisan setup here, this is designed to create a particular narrative. And the narrative that they're going to leave out, for example, is what about other people that were at the Capitol that day that so many people have talked about and witnessed? What about Nancy Pelosi and her role as the ultimate leader of the Capitol security?
Now, Representatives Ed and Kinzinger, who's the Republican out of Illinois and a Trump hater, and Adam Schiff, who of course is obviously a Trump hater, both members of the panel fought back tears at times when describing the attempted coup. Now, police officers said they felt insulted and demoralized by President Donald Trump's conduct throughout and after that day.
Yes, that's what they're saying. And, of course, what the ultimate build-up to that is that somehow Donald Trump told everybody to go over there, was the exact catalyst for everything that we saw happen, and so on and so forth. And so, again, just like in the second impeachment trial, they'll have to bring up his words, perhaps even call Donald Trump himself, but it will be interesting to see how they're able to try to fashion that. Yes, Donald Trump was mad about the election. Yes, Donald Trump thought something happened, but it's going to be more difficult to show that he was directly responsible for what individuals did.
Well, the panelists gave a clue into the breadth of their investigation with the potential for the Justice Department to enforce subpoenas, and Cheney saying that she wants to track Trump's every move and phone calls on the day of January the 6th.
Well, sure, because they'll put together what they call a TikTok on it, not the social media, but the time and what happened from here to here. And again, obviously the focus is on Trump. The focus is not going to be on any crackpots. It's not going to be on any other agitators who may have been there. It's not going to be on what did Nancy Pelosi know and when did she know it? Why did they reject help? Why was it? In other words, Captain, the people should have never gotten so close to the Capitol as to be able to start breaking windows and getting in and doing this kind of thing. And we also know some police officers opened up the barriers or what have you, but
well, you know why they did that. You know why they did that.
Yeah, well, they didn't want to have to deal.
They did not want to have a physical confrontation.
Exactly. Yeah, they didn't want a confrontation.
Yeah.
But the point is, if this had been managed correctly with the notion that there would be protests because it was going to be January 6th, they were going to be counting the votes, this is the official thing, and so forth. I mean, anybody could see that coming 100 miles away, and they needed to be ready, and they weren't.
Well, meanwhile, the chairman of the committee, Benny Thompson, who happens to be a Democrat from Mississippi, opened the hearing with a commitment to not allow the big lie that was that Biden's election win was illegitimate to infiltrate the panel in any way. Now, had Pelosi accepted McCarthy's nominees, which included representatives who voted for certifying the election, the investigation could have easily been derailed, this according to the committee chairman, Benny Thompson.
Well, right, but again, they're setting it up, and it's most unfortunate because the American people, they want justice. They want justice for people who stormed the Capitol building. They want justice for people who went through and burned down major American cities throughout the summer of 2020. The American people want it distributed even-handedly, and what they're finding here is that this is a political story to be told in order to gain points for an upcoming midterm election.
Yeah, and to me, this is more important to watch this than it is to even think about, and under any circumstances, watching the Olympics, because I want to be able to report accurately on what's going on. I'm paying attention from a lot of different sources and a lot of information, and I believe Tucker's going to be the best one at night to review what's going on, because like I say, right off the bat, he had that one officer that he caught misrepresenting the facts, and what he said were not factual, they were matters of opinion.
Right, exactly. But that's what this is about. It's about emotions. It's about, it's not a cold, hard search for the facts. And, what was it on Dragnet? Just the facts, ma'am. It's not that.
Yeah, Jack Webb. Nothing but the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts.
All righty.
Here we come. So you hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Wednesday morning edition. And we've got a lot of ground to cover tonight. There's a lot of stuff going on. So hang in there. We'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce on Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The president said Tuesday that the rule is under consideration. Workers are expected to have to prove their vaccination status or submit to regular testing. The announcement coming on the same day that the CDC said it was changing its recommendation on mask wearing, asking that people in areas with high transmission of the virus once again mask up in indoor public situations, regardless of their vaccination status. And the White House says it will speed up the processing of asylum claims at the southern border and streamline deportations for those who don't qualify. Those moves part of a 21-point plan released by the administration on Tuesday aimed at addressing the surge of migrants at the border, with illegal crossings hitting a 20-year high over the last few months. The plan also calls for the creation of a court docket to deal with the asylum claims and the hiring of 100 new judges to move through that docket. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I will. And this is one of my most favorite parts of the program because I get to talk about my pillow. And yesterday I spoke with, she called me up, the administrative assistant for Mike Lindell, to deliver a message. Now, if I don't hear from Mike Lindell every week and speak to him personally, I hear from his administrative assistant, Dawn. And yesterday I heard from Dawn. And she said that Mike appreciated very much the people that were ordering his product, and he wanted to thank everybody and tell them that America's best days are still ahead of us, and he firmly believes that. I do, too. We're going to get over this together. We're going to come out better than ever on the other side of this. We just got to weather the storm, and it all starts this year, again, right here, right now, going after the local offices that we can get, especially the school board. Especially the school board. And the next year we go for the midterms and then we go from there. Because they're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at it. Speaking of the kitchen sink, how would you like to go over to MyPillow, the website, MyPillow.com, and save boatloads of money on whatever it is you want to save money on? Because just about everything can be bought at a very deep discount, especially if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a little link there, a little logo link. You click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and you get right into the products there where you can get tremendously deep discounts of 40, 50, 60, 70%. And I'll tell you what, all you got to do to get the money, the savings, is enter the promo code CAPTAIN when you're there and you see something you like. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. If you have any questions or if you want to order something over the phone, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. That's your ticket to save a bunch of money. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Moving along here, I want to mention the fact that the Texas House Speaker yesterday issued an arrest warrant for a Democrat who came back to Texas, slipped back into Texas for whatever it was he wanted. I guess he got some supplies or laundry or whatever it is he didn't have, and took it back to D.C. Went back to D.C. after slipping into Texas, and the Texas House Speaker signed a warrant, an arrest warrant for this guy. But they're all now, when they come back, they're all going to be arrested, all of them.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is, I believe, State Representative Philip Cortez. And so that's right. The governor has issued that. But evidently Cortez came back to engage in what he called a good faith dialogue. But then he went back to Washington real fast, and there's about 60 Democrat lawmakers though from Texas that evidently need care packages and GoFundMe pages and stuff like that. And
send money.
It's really wild. Politicians asking for money. What else?
Send money.
How is that?
Send money so we can go buy underwear and shaving cream.
Right. Exactly. I mean, they fled so quickly. They fled with the clothes on their backs, I guess.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I didn't see anybody come in with a bunch of luggage.
Nope.
Yeah, when he got off the plane. All right, well, again, folks, in case you haven't heard this, and this is what the gist of the conversation was in the first segment of this hour, the Department of Justice has declared the COVID-19 vaccine mandates are legal, that they can do it. Whoever wants to do that require you to have a vaccine, or you don't work at their place of business, or you don't get in, or whatever, that's legal, they can do it, according to the Department of Justice.
That's right. And some 600 colleges across the country, they are now mandating that students have the vaccine. The Cal State system here in my state of California, over 400,000 students and all the staff and professors and so forth, they're mandated to get the vaccine. So the operative thing here, I think, is that there's no law against saying that you have to have a vaccine to work here or go to school here. So Congress would have to make legislation somehow if it ever were to change.
Now, I have a couple of things here to add to the mix. Alan Dershowitz, who's a revered legal professor, says that Trump may be called to testify, but the panel will fail in trying to take him down.
Well, yeah, because this is going to be, again, you know, the American people saw what happened on January the 6th. They lived through it. But now, again, begins the crafting of the narrative, and it's going to go kind of the same way as the impeachments and this kind of thing. I think what the American people really want is that they want the government, the Congress, to actually do things that are going to be helpful. And again, if it comes to putting people in jail who breached the Capitol, that's one thing. But what about putting people in jail who burned down American cities? I mean, it should all be the same. It should all be a given, even-handed approach.
Now, Breitbart and one of their very good investigative reporters dug deep and came out with a story pertaining to Eric Swalwell. Want to hear it?
Yep.
A classified report exists that's sealed on the total and complete details of Eric Swalwell in his affair and his escapades with Fang Fang, the Chinese spy.
Yes, that's what we're hearing, and it's very, very, as you said,
oh,
very
this is
detailed.
Damning.
Yeah, it's detailed and damning. And Captain, here you have a member of Congress sitting on the House Intelligence Committee, with all of what we just know in the public sector about what his relationship with Fang Fang was, what her mission evidently was with politicians and so forth. That should be enough to at least get him off the Intelligence Committee, for goodness sake, but don't hold your breath on that.
Well, the report actually comes out and says that this was a national security risk.
Right, because, you know, and our great friend Adam Schiff, right, from California, who's on the January 6th.
Oh, bug eyes.
Well, you know, he was famous for that fake phone call from those radio.
Yeah, he got punked by a couple of guys in Europe.
Exactly. And so he was on there talking about, tell me about the compromise. You know, he has to use some kind of jargon word. What's the compromise you have on Trump? Well, sounds like they got whoever's got running for Eric Swalwell here,
yeah.
They've got the compromise on him, one might think.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I want to say thanks to everybody that showed up for Have Lunch with the Captain yesterday at Mission Barbecue. We had a good crowd over there, had a long and spirited conversation for about 2 hours until we cleared out, and we also had a Korean veterans ceremony and day yesterday with Fred, our buddy, the World War II Korean and Vietnam vet, as well as a couple of his friends. There were three Korean vets that were there that were honored, and that's always quite a pleasure to be able to go through that.
Well, it certainly, that sounds great. That sounds like a great time. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
And we were there, and we were, you know, all sat together, a bunch of us, and we had the commanding officer of the recruitment area here, Lieutenant Colonel, who's he's been in the 3rd and the 5th Special Forces. He was a Green Beret. We also had his Command Sergeant Major, who was with the 82nd Airborne. So he and I had a little fun going back and forth between the 82nd and 101st because, of course, my dad was in the 82nd Airborne.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
So there you go. And these are really great guys. And hopefully I'll be able to get the colonel or the sergeant major, whichever one, on the program for one of our military segments one day. So that's what I'm aiming to do, and we'll see if we can make that happen. Now, before we have to go to break here, one more little thing. In case you missed it, folks, CNN's sparsely attended Joe Biden town hall flopped in the cable news ratings. It finished dead last in the time slots. Dead last.
Yeah, and that's saying something. I mean, that's hard to do, especially if you're the president of the United States of America.
I guarantee you that Donald Trump, anytime he was on TV for anything at all, he was either at the top of the ratings list or in the top two or three, never at the bottom.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why the Democrats keep trying to bring back Trump. It's like a sequel or you know, he's going to return for a few episodes now. Here comes Donald Trump and trying to get the ratings up because they know what side of the bread is buttered, Captain.
He's not that silly to do that.
I know.
Yeah. He won't be sitting down with CNN anytime soon.
Nope.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got some pretty good music to get cranked up with here, so don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You betcha, and we're back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up, and we got some weather to talk about. Of course, it is what it is, hotter than a firecracker out there. And to our friends up in Minnesota, I was kidding with Dawn yesterday, and I said, you know, you guys don't have air conditioning up there, do you? She goes, oh, yes, we do. It's almost 100 degrees here in Minnesota, and we got air conditioned, and it hasn't stopped since this heat started. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Fine J. Nearest you. When you see the big old sign up there, pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, just do it. Go to the kiosk in the Pilot or Flying J and become a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're a camper, RVer, you can do the same thing with the RVs. They got the RV Club there, too. Okay, we are going to get a little bit shaky here right now. Here we go. Goodness, I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix there. I'll tell you what, that song just does not get old. There's about four or five different versions of it, and what I liked about it to begin with was when Delbert McClinton did it. That's what got me interested in it. But there's another version of it. I'm going to check it out during the top of the hour break, and we might play that in the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And boy, I'm telling you, they really get down with that one. That happened to be Aerosmith.
None other than Steve Tyler singing that, exactly, yep.
Yeah, standing on shaky ground. Oh, never mind. Don't get me going. I could have a lot of fun with that. All right, let me read the weather statement and turn it over to you. Thunderstorms associated with severe wind gusts, large hail, and very large hail with flash flooding and a couple of tornadoes, oh boy, will be possible Wednesday afternoon and night across parts of the upper Midwest and extending into the southern Great Lakes. Look out, look out, look out, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan. Look out, because it's coming your way. Now, excessive heat covers much of the central third of the country, and it's expected to persist into the weekend over the south central states. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're tracking a lot of air quality alerts.
Look at all the smoke out in the northwest.
Well, that's exactly right. Gee. And even Idaho Falls. Right now, reporting smoke, 71 degrees, but on Wednesday, looks like it's going to be in the 90s, at least 90 degrees, but they're reporting smoke right now. And, of course, there's smoke all over the central Idaho area, going over to Montana. We're talking about Missoula, Helena, Great Falls, Billings, Bozeman, you name it, and they've got the very high concentrations of particulate matter from these wildfires. And so this is a major, major deal for people, obviously, just trying to get a breath of fresh air in that region. This extends down through Cody, Wyoming, down through most, and also through Gillette, Wyoming, down towards Cheyenne as well, Fort Collins, Denver, and near Craig, Colorado. They're also reporting air quality alerts. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, we've got heat watches, excessive heat watches. This in the Medford area in southern Oregon.
The Hood River Valley, I might add.
Exactly. And this is going to extend all the way up to Portland. We've got excessive heat watches, fire weather watches, extending out towards Walla Walla. So definitely be careful if you're in that area, I-84, 395 as well. So, and also, of course, Interstate 5 as you travel in north and south through Oregon down into a little bit of Northern California tonight.
All right, well, here we go. We'll start in South Dakota. Most of South Dakota, excessive heat warning. Most of Nebraska, excessive heat warning. Most of Kansas, excessive heat warning. Half of Oklahoma, excessive heat warning. And then I'll move next door to the next state, Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, this is where the rubber meets the road. You are going to have some storms developing there from about the Iowa state line on up to just below Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that looks like as if that front is going to move over into Wisconsin and then jump the shark by jumping Lake Michigan and wind up over in Michigan. It looks like that's the track for this severe weather and bad storms, severe thunderstorms that are coming your way. In the meantime, the western half of Illinois under a heat warning, and we do have a little pocket right around Springfield that looks like it could be ripe for development for thunderstorms, too. Now, going down into Arkansas, below I-40, on down to Louisiana, the northern part of Louisiana, from I-20 north up to I-40, you've got excessive heat warnings there. Poor air quality in the Dallas Metroplex, poor air quality in the Houston area. And then we've got another area that looks like it's going to flare up and be severe thunderstorms over in Mississippi, just east of the just east of Arkansas and just east of Louisiana. So it's right there where it borders those other two states right on the river. And that's going to move across the south, and it looks like it's going to move in a possibly a northwesterly direction. But you'll have the weather along I-20 today over into Alabama, so an excessive heat along with it. So be advised of that. Now, over in Ohio, west of Cincinnati, coming out of there, the southwest corner of Ohio, you've got some poor air quality alerts there. You've also got the entire state of New Hampshire tonight, Kyle, with a poor air quality alert. I don't think I've ever seen just New Hampshire with something like that, but that's the way it is at the moment. And then coming on down the East Coast, parts of Maryland, parts of Jersey, parts of Delaware, parts of Virginia, you've got poor air quality in there. It's kind of a skipjacking thing along 95. And then you're looking all right as you come down further south into Florida, all the way down 95. Now, I will say this about I-95 in Florida tonight. We've had some thunderstorms over here, you know, the afternoon thunderstorms. So don't be surprised when you come down here. Don't get that big shiny truck washed too soon, or it might get dirty on you.
Exactly right, yeah.
All right, so the Pilot and Flying J, folks, that's where you want to go. Become a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club if you got a big old diesel pusher or even a big old gasoline RV unit, Class C, Class D, whatever, because you can become a member and you get points for the fuel you buy, you get points for the food you buy, you get points for the supplies you buy in the store, and then you can use them for whatever you want to use them for on down the line. And they make great, great, great tools to use for buying Christmas presents, because you can take them and use it just like money to discount the prices on stuff.
That's exactly right. And, of course, when you're out around the highways and byways of the land, you can go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations finder, and you can plan your trip accordingly, because, Captain, don't forget, you know, they've got some great food at the Pilot and Flying J, including Denny's, Wendy's, Arby's. You don't know what you're going to find at these different locations. You might even run into a Huddle House or even, about this, a Chester's Chicken.
Yeah.
It's going to be something to satisfy you when you come in off the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, folks, we're fixing to take a break. We're going to head towards the top of the hour here, the news, views, and all that stuff that your stations are going to be bringing forth. But in the next hour, will Al-Qaeda and the Taliban seize Afghanistan operating together? Lots of reports about the fact that those two bad guys are operating together right now over in Afghanistan. We'll have to find out, and we'll let you know. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. strolling along the overnight radio airwaves, and we will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.